Well, it's been pretty well documented that people today are living longer and healthier lives than ever before. However, it's crucial that we continue to take steps to safeguard our health if we want to make the most of this opportunity. And according to a recent survey by Transamerica Institute and its Center for Retirement Studies, many working Americans aren't consistently engaging in healthy activities, which, while not totally surprising, does raise some concerns. To that point, women are significantly impacted as many face competing priorities, juggling careers, parenting, and also caregiving for loved ones. Bottom line, it's a difficult balancing act that makes it easy to neglect one's own self-care. Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap for life. I'm your host, Al Waller. And joining me is Mihaela Vince, public health expert for nonprofit Transamerica Institute. And on today's discussion, we'll be focusing on ways in which women in the workplace can take proactive steps to safeguard their health and well-being. Well, Mihaela, nice to have you back.
It's great to be back, Al.
So to begin, could you give us a brief overview of what you and your team uncovered?
We uncovered that everyone could be doing a better job caring for themselves. In today's episode, our focus is on women workers and their health, but that doesn't mean that men are doing spectacular while women are doing poorly. The truth is that everyone has room for improvement when it comes to taking care of their health. However, today's discussion is specifically geared towards women's health and well-being.
Exactly. Today's focus is on women. So let's dig in and, what did your survey reveal?
Our survey asked working women about 12 different activities they engage in regularly. The results were actually quite surprising, and the highest response rate for any activity was only 52%. In other words, just over half of the women surveyed reported engaging in activities such as healthy eating, exercising regularly, and socializing with friends and family. For all of the other activities, less than half of the women respondents reported doing them consistently.
Those findings aren't exactly encouraging, are they?
No, they aren't, which is why I'd like to draw attention to four health-related activities that women can work on to improve their overall well-being and safeguard their longevity. Engaging in these activities can help women live longer, healthier lives by prioritizing their health and well-being.
I couldn't agree more. So let's get started. What's the first health-related activity you'd like to delve into?
Al, it was really concerning to learn that only 39% of women workers say that they are consistently avoiding harmful substances. For instance, cigarettes, alcohol, illicit drugs. The potential consequences of not avoiding them are so significant, so it's just important for all of us to take a moment to reflect on how we can do a better job to prioritize our health.
Well, talk about your what, wait, whoa moment. The figure you just referenced just really seems unbelievable because it indicates that over 60% of these women in the workplace you surveyed are engaging in the use of some harmful substances, and that's hardly a good thing. So then what would you recommend as some actionable steps to avoid substances in general?
Well, my first step would be to educate yourself on the harmful effects of substances. As simply, having this awareness can make you less inclined to partake. Also, it might be a good idea to surround yourself with positive influences. If you do think that you have a problem, seeking professional help is definitely important. If you're employed, perhaps you can also check to see if your employer has a confidential employee assistance program.
That's right. And actually, as a matter of fact, we did an entire episode on employee assistance programs, and it was entitled Employee Assistance Programs Explained. So I'm thinking our listeners might just want to check it out.
They should definitely check that one out. And also keep in mind that it's super important to find healthy ways to cope with stress, as many people turn to substances to escape.
I agree, Mihaela. Unmanaged stress and substance usage typically go hand in hand, or what many have euphemistically referred to as taking the edge off.
Exactly. And that actually brings me to my second health-related activity. Only 43% of working women report that they are managing their stress on a consistent basis. For many women, stress can manifest itself in different ways, like anxiety and other mental health issues. Not to mention, it can negatively impact their physical health too. It's so important to take time for yourself and practice self-care to manage your stress levels.
Self-care is critically important. Now, what are some actionable ways to manage stress levels?
Well, I'll offer an example that doesn't take much time, money, and can be done from anywhere. And the example that comes to mind is meditating. You can do this by simply sitting in a comfortable, quiet place in your house, just by closing your eyes and focusing on your breath. You would take slow, deep breaths in and out and really try to clear your mind of any thoughts or distractions. Now, if your mind does wander, which it probably will, gently guide it back to your breath. Start with just a few minutes a day and gradually increase the time as you become used to the practice.
Well, I've personally found meditation can be very helpful in terms of trying to go to sleep, especially if you go to bed, your mind is racing or just overloaded with static in general.
That's right. Yeah, it's really helpful for going to bed.
Have you got any other health-related activities women could improve upon?
You know, Al, they could be doing more to get mental health support, which is my third health-related activity for women. Our survey found that only 24% of working women consistently seek mental health support when needed. Seeking mental health support is so important as it can help improve our relationships, our work performance, and just our overall quality of life.
You know, that's right. And that will go a long way in ensuring your longevity and a healthy one at that. And, you know, while we're at it, I think it's also important to note that seeking mental health support is definitely a sign of strength because, let's face it, if you need this support, there's no shame in reaching out for it. And maybe this is an exaggeration, but say, you know, if you fell overboard, wouldn't you take the life preserver if it was offered to you? I mean, same thing in my mind. So now, do you have any tips for how folks can go about accessing mental health support?
Your doctor can actually be a great resource for finding mental health support. They can refer you to a mental health professional. They can also prescribe medication if necessary and provide guidance. Also, many mental health professionals now offer teletherapy services, which allows you to receive therapy from the comfort of your own home.
Good point. And that's an especially convenient option if you're really busy or do a lot of traveling for work, etc. Now, have you got any other health-related activities you'd like to cover before we wrap things up today?
Yeah, I'd like to wrap things up by just reminding listeners that when it comes to your health, it's important to keep the big picture in mind. So I invite all of our listeners to consider the long-term impact of their lifestyle decisions on their overall health. Surprisingly, only 20% of working women take this approach. It's important to get into the habit of thinking about decisions before we make them.
I couldn't agree more, Mihaela. I mean, let's face it, health is, one of the most important components of our life, and we should really make an effort to strive to make decisions that will promote it. So in that vein, do you have some resources you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I actually have three. So the Office on Women's Health, www.womenshealth.gov, is a government organization that provides information and helpful resources on a variety of women's health topics. Next, we talked about mental health on this episode, so I also want to point out the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, which is a national organization that provides education, advocacy, and support. They also offer resources specifically for women's mental health, including support groups and information on mental health conditions. And lastly, our website also has a mental health guide, which you can find at transamericainstitute.com/mental health.
Great intel. Now, where can our listeners go to find the survey report?
They can head to transamericainstitute.org/research/women-retirement to find the 23 facts about Women's Retirement Outlook Report.
Well, I think you've provided some powerful and thoughtful insights for women. And speaking as a man, I think much of it's relevant for our gender too. So many thanks, Mihaela. Finally, we'd like to dedicate this episode to International Women's Day, a global holiday celebrated every year on March 8th. Which serves as a central point in the women's rights movement. If you have comments, feedback, or topic ideas, please reach out to info@transamericainstitute.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss an episode of Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life. Until the next time, I'm your host, Al Waller. Stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening. Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit, private foundation dedicated to identifying, researching, and educating the public about health and wellness, employment, financial literacy, longevity, and retirement. You can find our weekly podcast on WYPR's website and mobile app, wherever you get your podcast, and at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life is produced by the Transamerica Institute with assistance from WYPR. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.